Scripture reading is Psalm 8, 1 through 9. Can be found on the screen in the Pew Bible on page 466 or in the large print, which I am using, on 605. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
We turn to Scripture. We turn to the gospel, the good news, the word of God amidst the people of God, written, read for you from in the midst of the body, but the word for all of us. In our tradition, we stand, if you're capable and comfortable doing so, to honor the gospel as we hear Christ's word for us. This is Luke 22, beginning with verse 14. When the hour came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles with him, and he said to them, I've eagerly desired to eat the Passover with you before I suffer. For I tell you, I will not eat it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took a cup, and after giving thanks, he said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I tell you that from now on, I will not drink the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. Then he took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, and saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The word of the Lord. I invite you to be seated. Kind of an interesting morning, getting me a little unsettled here before we get all squared away. But how did you like the cover of your bulletin? It's in black and white. And Sue did a wonderful job. She's got some of it in color up there for you. I like the cover because all the diversity. Did you see all the different people and all the different things that are on there? Look at the, it looks like a clock, doesn't it? At about 7 or 8 o'clock, you see that there's a cat sitting at the table. And there's a fish on its plate. Don't know what that's about, but I thought I'd point it out. Psalm 8. How many of you heard it this morning? Krista did a good job reading it. Krista's got everything organized. Thank you for keeping things going here. I'm a little disorganized this morning. Not sure why. But Psalm 8, verse 2. It's an interesting verse. I bet you couldn't find it real fast, could you, Sue? Don't worry about it right now. Don't worry about it. I'll read it to you. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. What does that mean? You know, I spent a good part of this week trying to figure out what that was about, reading commentaries, reading people that are, you know, have brains in their heads, unlike me. People that know things, that have all the answers, and people were still scratching their heads, and they said, we're not too sure what that means. That verse is puzzling to us. It may be something that refers to something that was a part of their time that we just can't get a grasp on, but that's okay. We can. The psalm speaks to us, doesn't it? It's an amazing psalm. And it says something else, and it touches on something that is curious to me. Do you think that God has favorites? Now, I know. When I first was a, you know, had kiddos, and even growing up, I knew that parents are not supposed to show favorites. It's a bad sort of thing. You ask a teacher, how many teachers are in here? How many have taught or been in the school system? Okay, you're not supposed to have favorites, right? Nonetheless, when you have a class, there are those that shine, that give you reason to keep teaching, and they're your favorites, but you've got to pretend that they're not. But favorites, when it comes to parenting, it's an important thing not to have favorites. I mean, that would be awful. There's a perfect example in our Bible, Genesis. How many of you remember the book of Genesis? There's this fellow by the name of Jacob, and he and his wife, Rachel, they have 12 sons and a bunch of, at least one daughter. We think more than that, but we don't know. But they don't even hide it. They say, Jacob loved Joseph more than he did any of his other sons. Jacob had given Joseph a coat of many colors to show that he was his favorite son. And so Joseph's brothers hated him and would not be friendly to him. You remember the story. He's the second youngest. He's a child of his Jacob's old age, and he dotes on him. And the musical, Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat, isn't that the name of that musical? And all of this about Joseph and how he's the best. We know the rest of the story. The brothers hate him so bad that when he comes out to visit him, they decide to kill him. That's pretty rough. But instead of killing him, they find out they can make some money out of him, so they sell him into slavery instead. And he goes off out of the story theoretically. And the rest of the story is amazing. God takes what's happened there, and Joseph rises to become the grand vizier to the Pharaoh in Egypt. And he becomes so powerful that all of his family, all of his brothers bow down before him. So the rest of the story is there. But nonetheless, it backs up to this piece about his brothers hated his guts because Jacob loved him best. Shades of Dick and Tom Smothers. I do think God has favorites, though. It's in the psalm there. O Lord, our sovereign, when I look up at the heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. Those are God's favorites, those humans that have been created, those us. I know that was really bad English. Sometimes it's necessary to get that point across, but that we mortals, we humans, are God's favorites. A little lower than God, that puts us above the angels. Do you understand that? In the hierarchy of God and the angels and all of the things in the world, that we are above the angels, below God. Beloved, God's favorites. This is World Communion Sunday. We're trying to do a couple things a little bit different this morning. But I thought about World Communion Sunday, and I always try and stop and think about some of the Christians that have celebrated or are celebrating World Communion Sunday this morning that might be a little different than us. Our other in-laws, cousins, 17 times removed. Cousins from all over the place. And so I found some writings, and I don't have it all well documented, but here are a few things and reflections from people in different places about their communion services. This woman writes, she's from Haiti. You know where Haiti is? You know where Cuba is? Go a little bit southwest of there to the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere, Haiti. She said the deacons and pastors are getting the bread and wine ready while the preaching is happening. In Haitian churches, they do not wait quietly for the person speaking to complete their part and then move on to the next segment. There's an ebb and flow. People are still coming in. Children are wandering from bench to bench, from seat to seat, from family to family, from friend to friend. Some are getting up to go get a drink of water. Some are wandering here. Some are setting up to get ready to sing. At first, this bothered me, she said. This is not how we do it in the Western suburban churches in America. How rude, I thought. They should wait their turn. Now I've kind of come to enjoy the symbolism that God is speaking to us loudly while we are busying ourselves with other things. It reminds me that God is ever present in our lives. Haiti. This woman wrote from the Democratic Republic of the Congo, right in the middle of Africa. In most parts, preparation for communion does not involve wine or grape juice because it's not always available, and it is difficult to store in this climate. There's a widely available soft drink like Coke or Pepsi, but it's called Vitalo and is commonly used as the emblem for Christ's blood because of its red color. The emphasis is placed more on the red color resembling blood than a drink originating from grapes or the fruit of the vine, which is not commonly cultivated. Vitalo is not always available in remote areas, so the local churches there must improvise. They use crushed spinach seeds mixed with water to turn it red. Little sugar is added to sweeten the taste. Bread is often used as the emblem of Christ's body, but also biscuits and sugar cookies are substituted when bread is scarce. Krista, do we have sugar cookies under the okay, all right. In the Middle East, sometimes the bread is pita bread. How would you like to be served pita bread for the bread? In Thailand. I can't speak today, I can't think today, I can't walk today. Lord, be with me. In Thailand, the small plastic disposable communion cups are used, just like all around the world, and especially in the United States. And although they usually have bread cut into about 1-inch pieces, in the past they used rice cakes because bread was unavailable. The village churches may use a sweet, cheaper purple juice base, but the elements are always covered with a white, lovely lace cloth before they are served. How about Chile? Want to travel to South America? Grapes are grown in Chile. Some of the Chilean wines are the greatest wines in the world, but they are not grape. They are not juice grapes, nor is there grape jam or jelly or any of those. In Chile, it doesn't exist. Wine grapes are the wrong grapes to use for grape juice. So oftentimes the pastors or the pastor's wives have to prepare something to substitute. So they take some of the wines and they make their own special recipes to create the wine for communion. They cook off all the alcohol and then they add special secret ingredients in Chile. In Aurora, Colorado, communion is typically combined service between Tongans and Palangi. We coming together, and it's a mix of two choirs singing in different voices and different traditions, but making a voice to God. And the congregational liturgy is often mixed between Tongan and English, representing God of all peoples and all places. Oh, Lord, what are these that you are mindful of them, these mortals that you care for them? Who are we that you care for us, Lord? Who are we that you have crowned us and given us dominion? How does it feel to be among God's favorites? Do you ever think about that? Have you ever thought about that? Next time you're sitting at a traffic light waiting for the light to change and everybody's sitting there getting frustrated because the light's taking forever, think about it's okay because I'm one of God's favorites. And then look around and say, here I am sitting with the rest of God's favorites. How do you feel about them? How do you feel about all of them? Pacific Islanders, Japan, Asia, the Orthodox Christians celebrating Holy World Communion this morning, and the Middle East. What about Jerusalem? What about Israel and Palestine, Christians battling and yet brothers and sisters. And in Africa, we heard about the Democratic Republic of the Congo, but there are many peoples, many nations, and England
and our Anglican church, the France. Think about the French. We are brothers and sisters, and those French Christians are God's favorites too. And Spain, South America, Chile, Peru, Argentina, Colombia, Belize, the islands, Yemen, Jamaica, and the United States. All of the people of the United States, Republicans and Democrats, red and blue and purple and Rockies fans and other fans, and Broncos fans. We are God's children, favorites of God, just a little below God, higher than angels, held and given dominion and given Christ. This is World Communion Sunday. We come together, and if anything else happens this morning, we come to Christ, and Christ comes to all of us. Let us commune with our brothers and sisters. Let us be a people joined together in our Lord Jesus. Amen.